Hi everyone, it's Linda Griffin here from expertauthor411.com. And today I want to talk about the word that I picked for the theme for my business for the upcoming year. Every December I pick a word and I use it really to focus myself and inspire me to take action. For 2019, my word is elevate. I always pick a verb because I want it to inspire me and to generate that energy that verbs do for you. So this year in 2019, I want to elevate my game. I want to publish more content here on my podcast and on my blog and on social media. I want to be more intentional about the clients that I work with, and I want to provide more insight and actions to help my tribe elevate their businesses. So I hope that you also pick a word as a theme for your business and elevate your business in 2019 as well. Now, there are lots of ways to elevate your business, but I focus on showing experts how to write and self-publish a book and then use that book to generate leads, establish authority, and build a business. I knew a book could do all of those things for my business, but before I wrote my first book, there were some things that were holding me back. I had this vague idea of writing a book for several years before I actually attempted it. Really, I was intimidated by the idea because I thought a book needed to be 300 pages long in order to be considered legitimate. And I wasn't sure I had the time, the energy, or the skill to write a book of that length. Not to mention, I didn't think I had 300 pages of content to put into a book. Now later, I realized that no one wants to read a 300-page book anymore, especially of the type that I advocate that we write, books that solve a problem. They want a short, fast read that they can get into quickly, get some action, and move on to solve their issue. But I didn't know that back then. When I finally decided to take on a book project, the first thing I had to do was get clarity on my target audience. I knew I wanted to write with innkeepers, work with innkeepers in the bed and breakfast industry, but I didn't have any current clients in that space. So I wasn't really clear on how to structure the book so that it would provide value for them. And I think that some of you may be in that same situation. Maybe you are transitioning from another job, or you are leaving the corporate world and you're starting a second career as a consultant, or you are getting into a new area that was in the past a hobby for you and now you want that to become your side job. So you may not have current clients in the industry or in the area of the industry that you want to work in, and you may be in the same position of I was of, okay, how do I quickly establish myself as an expert, even though I don't really have any clients to reference and I don't have any testimonials for it to put up on my website. The way I did it is I started by doing some industry research. There's an association for pretty much every industry under the sun. You just have to Google whatever your topic is and the word association, and it will pop up. And what I decided to do was to become a member of that association. Most associations you can join, even if you're not in that industry, you can join as an associate or you can join as a vendor. So you get access to a lot of the information, even if you are not a member. So I was not an innkeeper, but I was able to join the Innkeeping Association as a vendor, as a marketing person who supplied to vendors. And with that, I was able to research on their website, find a report. I found an annual report that gave an overview of the industry and lots of the key indicators that innkeepers are concerned with. How do they measure success? And I discovered that one of the biggest problems innkeepers have is getting guests to book in the off season. Bingo. I knew that creating marketing programs to target the slow times of the year could solve that problem. And I knew that I had the skills to give them ideas on marketing programs because that was my background. And I decided that would be the focus of my book, How to Help Innkeepers Get Business During the Slow Times of the Year. That was the problem that I was going to solve. Before you put pen to paper or fingers to keyboard, you will have to decide what your book will be about. What problem will it solve, and who will benefit the most from reading it? It's probably the single most important decision you will make because it will help you stay focused. You won't find yourself wandering off topic and feeling scattered. And it'll help you stay motivated because if you know you're solving one specific problem, then you've got the information or you know where to get the information to solve that problem based on your expertise. The other thing I want you to think about is how becoming a published author will change your life and what you want the book to do for you when it's published. Now, obviously, one of your goals is going to be to sell books. But beyond that, do you want to use the book to attract higher paying clients? Or clients in general, if you don't have any. Do you want peer recognition for your field of interest, being recognized as an expert in your area? Do you want the book to help you start or enhance a speaking career? You know, when you have a book, you become the position of teacher as opposed to the position of salesperson. And there are so many podcasts and blogs and magazines and websites who all are dying for content. They're dying for experts who can share pertinent information with their listeners, their readers, their followers. So when you have a book, that automatically puts you in a position of authority and makes you attracted to those podcasts people, those magazine owners, those editorial people from the various websites, because you're not coming on just to sell your products or your services, but you're coming on to teach and to provide value. Do you want to use the book to build your personal brand or your company brand? When you look at competition, and especially if you're in a business where there's more than one of you doing a certain thing in a geography or, or on the web, you need a way to stand out. And a book, being the author of a book, helps you to do that. So it helps you to build that brand for both you as a on a personal standpoint and for your company. So when you get clarity on those things, who your book is for, what problem it will solve, how their world is going to be better after they read the book, and then what you want the book to do for you, hopefully that will give you the push that you need to start taking action on your book project in 2019. So I invite you to take action right now. Sit down, identify your target market, the problem you're going to solve, and write that down. Put it somewhere where you can see it every day in the front of your journal, on your calendar, on a sticky note, on your laptop, somewhere where you can look at it every day and give you inspiration and inspire you to finish that book in 2019. So hopefully this was helpful for you. And if you want to make sure you don't miss any upcoming episodes of 90 Day Author, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. To your publishing success, it's Linda Griffin, expertauthor411.com.